Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Zoe Larson coming. Brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
It's not actually Zoe here today. We've got Julia Croft. Kia ora, Julia.
How are you going?
Thanks for popping up this morning.
Such a
pleasure. Hey, what are we talking about today? What have you brought us up?
Well, there's actually so much good stuff on at the moment.
It's the season for it, eh?
This is like the weekend to get out and see some stuff.
This weekend.
Basement Theatre's been doing a Matariki Festival, which has been super rad.
Cool.
And I saw a work there last night called Inheritance that is only on for 2 more nights. Ooh. And it is selling very well, so
What's it about?
It's a sort of contemporary performance piece from two performers, one of which has a theatre background and one of which has a dance background. So they're sort of melding those two disciplines. And one of the artists is Māori and one is Pākehā. So they're unpacking inherited privilege and what it means to start to live in a bicultural way, or unpacking those lived politics between them as artists and friends.
Fantastic.
Oh, it's really interesting.
Yeah, it's really butty, it's really robust in the questions it's asking, but it's also really funny.
Ah, that's the best kind.
I was going to ask you, is there humour?
There's a lot of humour. I laughed a lot.
That's good.
And it really is the only, there aren't a lot of artists, I think, grappling with those questions of inequality and racial inequality in New Zealand on the stage.
Right.
So, like, just props to them for taking a really complicated and sticky situation and unravelling it in a really entertaining way.
Awesome. Yeah. That's
great. That's on from the 9th till the 13th, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then it's pretty cheap.
Pretty cheap. How much is it, Tess?
Like 15 to 25.
Yeah.
All good.
For students, it's $20, and it is 100% worth every penny of that.
The good old basement.
Such a nice way to, like, go and spend an evening.
I was going to say, the good old basement sliding scale is always really great as well. Mm-hmm. Really appreciate that. That's, you know, helping out the students out there. What else is happening in the theatre world?
In the theatre, another two shows that I've seen, both at Q Theatre that close also on Saturday. Get in quick. I saw Cinerella.
Oh, that looks cool. I saw something about that.
Good. It's an adaptation of Cinderella set in South Auckland. There's a massive cast.
Cool.
And there's dance numbers, there's musical numbers. That woman that plays Cinderella is an exceptionally good singer.
Oh, cool.
And it's just like warm the cockles of your heart. it's just pure joy.
I love it.
If you don't love it, you have a cold, dead heart. It is such a wonderful way to spend an evening.
I think someone from BFM was actually shooting off to that yesterday.
Oh, fantastic.
And they're very excited about
it. I left, like, grinning ear to ear.
That's what you want sometimes, eh?
Oh, synchronised dance numbers, eh?
You can't go past them.
Oh, my God.
Especially not on a Friday. That's a great way to do Friday night.
Absolutely,
dance numbers.
And also, honourable mention to The Wolves, which I don't know if someone's talked about already.
Yeah, it has been mentioned
up here,
but it's
hyped.
Been
I'm excited about
very
it.
Good.
That closes on Sunday.
Okay,
and
cool.
It is beautiful.
Well, everybody who's come up has said it's beautiful. So I think if BFM listeners really, really want to go, this is the weekend, because
absolutely
it might sell out.
So you've
these
gone
last
and
shows.
Seen it.
Yeah, I saw it a few weeks ago, and it really is one of the best examples of capturing the vernacular and the experience of being a teenage girl, so which is often,
it's still a very undertold narrative, eh?
Yeah, and often when you see it on stage, it's sort of wrapped in cliche, and this feels like a really genuine,
bit more honest.
Yeah, and also, like, I can't recall a time when I've seen a play that had like 9 young women on stage not talking about men.
They don't really.
There's sort of floating mention of boys, but it really is this strong female-driven narrative where these young women are, like, unpacking politics and the world and family dynamics and friend dynamics, but not,
I feel
not
like
just
friend,
boys.
Not just
friend
boys.
Dynamics when you're a teenager is so much more relatable than men dynamics or relationship dynamics. Mm. Like, that is sort of really,
especially you get a big group of girls together, a group of teenage girls, and you kind of, the way those relationships play out is totally different to any other kind of relationship you'll have in your life. So it's amazing to see a young cast performing young stories,
and they're all so good. Like, the actors are so good.
Well, that,
so I think
that's
this is
definitely
like,
one to go
this is the final call to get down there.
Yes,
because
head along.
This
people.
Has been highly recommended by lots of people, and you're until Sunday.
Yes.
And Julia, are you in anything at the moment, or are you taking anything anywhere?
I'm about to take a work on tour.
Fantastic.
Which is really exciting and very stressful. My to-do list is massive.
Reminders pinging on your phone every 5 minutes.
Oh my God, like running around Bunnings like a headless chicken.
Bunnings?
To go and get some stuff from Bunnings.
Oh.
I love Bunnings.
I love going to Bunnings. I've just been recently.
It's a treat, eh?
Yeah, it is. It
Someone
is a treat.
And was like,
have a sausage sizzle while you're
down
there?
Get some sash. I'm like, I'll do it. Get some hooks while I'm at it, some carabiners.
Maybe. I bought my first hammer the other day.
Oh my God,
yes. I know.
Bunnings chat, you know?
Anyway, that's
just
a tangent,
breakfast things. That's exciting, though. What's the name of that show?
It's called Working on My Night Moves.
Awesome.
So I did it here earlier this year. I'm about to take it to Edinburgh.
Wow, along, that's so cool. That's really exciting.
The rest of the Kiwi theatre community that's heading over to Edinburgh.
Yes.
Lots of people.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much for bringing us up those three plays. Remind us of the names again.
Inheritance at Basement, Cinerella at Q Theatre, and The Wolves at Q Theatre.
Fantastic.
And also one more just mention that I'm missing and absolutely gutted about is the epic Orchids is on a queue, which is the most exquisite looking dance work, choreographed by Sarah Foster Sproul, and again a cast of women.
This has been here before. Is this coming back?
Yes.
Was it a new version of it?
No, I don't know how much they've changed it, but it was on last year, and they're about to do it here and in Wellington. And really, it looks like the most beautiful dance show you've ever seen.
I'd definitely be heading to that one.
And the choreographer's 9-year-old daughter's in it.
Oh, wow.
Who's just cute as a button.
Oh, love it.
But it's sort of a mythic unpacking of female psyche.
Cool.
Looks incredible.
Well, thank you so much, Julia Croft, for popping in this morning to give us stage direction.
Such a pleasure. Thanks for having
me. That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson Cumming, brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
With Julia Croft, but yes, the sting doesn't lie.